Are we talking sex tonight?
We're talking exes.
We're talking what?
We're talking exes. Where girl had exes. You thought it was sex.
I thought it was sex, like lots of sex.
No way. Anyway, if anything is bothering you, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. Talk to you about it and then bring it live on the radio. So people, good people, get to talk to you about it as well. Tonight, yeah, we'll see having our open discussion, and tonight on the show we're talking about this story. So I met this girl about 4 months ago. I approached her and after some weeks we started dating. She told me that she broke up with her ex-boyfriend in December because her parents were not in support of the relationship. She told me that she had nothing to do with the third boyfriend again. Now before I continue with this story, Mango, yes, are you keen on your partner posting you on socials? Are you also the type that really do care about the kind of content she put online?
What she puts online, yes, I am keen.
For real?
Yeah, I'm keen.
Like you get to tell her, take this down.
Like take this down. Yes.
You're that,
yes,
domineering?
I wouldn't call it domineering.
No, you are. Like telling her what to do and what not to do. Why? It's a phone. It's a live.
Okay. Should I talk?
Talk.
Now, let's say, for example, yeah?
Yeah.
She goes out, maybe just go chill with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah, have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But you now come on social media and post yourself twerking, doing shisha, and doing all sort of nonsense, and you post it on your status, you're my girlfriend, for crying out loud.
But you don't mind her posting pictures of food, hair eating out and stuff.
Yeah, you can do that one. Post that one. You
okay.
Know. But be respectful. Don't post it. You're being Gary Shagun's girlfriend.
Wow.
Act as such.
Wow.
Yes, act as such.
Okay.
Do you get, if I'm just maybe one unruly guy, just one person, yeah, do it because we are both mad people. But the point is, you're being Gary Shagun's girlfriend.
Awesome.
Or lady.
Awesome.
Act as such. You know, act as such.
Okay. And also, are you cool with your girlfriend putting up pictures of her exes? Or let's say her ex.
Okay. Except
take your time.
Okay.
Just think about it. So yeah, according to this man, I recently noticed that she still shares pictures of her ex-boyfriend on her WhatsApp status and even still uses his pictures as her phone wallpaper. I confronted her about that and she said, come on, this means nothing. Why are you getting yourself worked up?
Oh, really?
That most people knew her with the guy and she wasn't ready to start explaining to anyone what went wrong or why she wasn't posting him again and stuff like that. Since we just started dating, she has not for once posted my picture on her WhatsApp status, but has posted that of her ex couple of times.
Wow.
The one that got me mad and made me threaten to call it quit last week was that she posted a WhatsApp status requesting that anyone who mentioned her boyfriend's name will be getting airtime reward, and most of her friends were mentioning her ex's name, and she was cool to post a screenshot of where they mentioned her ex's name.
Wow.
Knowing that some of my friends are also her friend, and they saw the status and they've been asking me if the girl is actually dating me or someone else.
Wow.
Please, what should I do? Should I quit the relationship or do I confront her again and hear from her? Or is she using me? Are they still seeing each other? Am I overreacting? I totally understand this guy. There are times that you just find yourself in that position where you get to ask yourself questions, so it doesn't seem like you're mad. You don't want to overreact. You don't want to take some certain actions and then later you regret. You're like, oh, okay, I think I did not do well here. I should have consulted this person or that person or spoken to a couple of persons to know the right thing to do at the right time. But I think I just messed things up. I mean, who knows? You might just be saying the truth. You know how you're in a relationship, let's say for like 4 to 5 years, and you've been posting this particular person. You post this person on WhatsApp, you post this person on Facebook, you post this person on Instagram, you post this person everywhere. So some people even start calling you Iyawo Benga.
Our friend.
Our wife, wifey. Yeah. They start calling, oh, Iyawo Benga. And when they see this guy on your story and places like that, it's, oh, our in-law. Mm. You don't like in-laws now. They do the most.
Mm-hmm.
So, the relationship now hits the rock. You're now with another guy. And this relationship is just for months, yeah? Mm. Let's say 3 to 4 months. And you don't just want to start posting this new person because you don't want people to asking you, ah, what of Benga? Why are you not posting Tolu? What of Benga? Who is this new person? Is Benga okay that you're posting this guy? What of, you're not typing, oh, Benga and I, we did not work out too. Oh, this one. You know, sometimes you just don't want that scenario. You don't have that energy to explain to anybody what's up, what's wrong and stuff. So you're just like, okay, you know what? They're all used to Benga, so let me just keep posting Benga. Let me just give them what to talk about. Shade is Benga they want to see. But now I am with Tolu. So if Tolu and I finally work out, maybe a year from now, I'll just surprise everybody with our wedding pictures. Be like, ah, what about Benga? But who cares? I'm not married to Tolu, so everybody will just have just. Yeah, some people are like that. They think that way, but that's why we have the chat session. We'll talk about this. So honestly, do you think that lady is still with her ex? Remember, if not for her parents, they would have still been together. So do you think they're still seeing each other? Or is she using this guy? Or is this guy just overreacting? Or do you think this guy should just call it quits? Like, leave the relationship, leave the girl and be with someone else. Think about this. We'll be giving you time to do that. Because when we return, we'll be taking phone calls. Remember, it's Wednesday, the hookup edition of the show. So we'll be talking about this from now until 1 o'clock. And then from 1 to 2, we'll get into the hookup edition, where we get to hook you up with that special one. That's if you're single. Like, oh, I wanted to say like Benga, but Benga is not. He left the WhatsApp group. So if you're tired of being single, you don't have that special one to talk to at this hour. You just feel like, oh, okay, I started listening to her dad. There shouldn't be that special one. Weekends, I just invite her over or we just hang out together. I know what it feels like to be alone, but if you're tired of that lifestyle and you just feel like, ah, all the people. Adam Blessing is my name. I remember your radio girlfriend and I am with.
Yeah, I'm Benga or Reshego. Zuma.
Ex radio
My ex girlfriend.
Please attach the radio.
The man you just have to love.
Says who?
Yeah, you just
says
have to
who?
Love. You know, you don't have a choice.
I don't love you. Please.
All right, so let's get to the conversation.
Yeah, we're talking about exes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this before the break, so I'll just read it again just in case you're just tuning in. I met this girl about 4 months ago. I approached her and after some weeks we started dating. She told me she broke up with her ex-boyfriend in December, but because her parents were not in support of the relationship. She told me that currently there's nothing going on between them. But recently I noticed that she still shares pictures of her ex-boyfriend on WhatsApp status and even still uses his pictures as a phone wallpaper. I confronted her about that and she said, come on, that's nothing. Why are you getting yourself all worked up? Nothing really. Just a post. And she went on to say that most people knew her with the guy and she wasn't ready to start explaining to anyone what went wrong or why she wasn't posting him again. And since we started dating, she has not for once posted my picture on her WhatsApp, but has posted that of her ex a couple of times. The one that got me mad and made me threaten to call it quits last week was that she posted a WhatsApp status requesting that anyone who mentioned her boyfriend's name would get airtime reward. And most of her friends were mentioning her ex's name. And she was cool to post screenshots of where they mentioned her ex's name. Knowing that some of my friends are also her friend and they saw that. And they've been asking me since then if this girl is actually dating me or someone else. Please, what should I do? Should I quit this relationship? By the way, I love her. Or should I just confront her again and hear what she has to say for the last time? Or is there a possibility somewhere that she's using me? Are they still seeing each other? That's myself and her ex. Or is it just me overreacting? What do I do? So we are asking, should he quit this relationship? As a guy, as a babe, do you think this lady here is using this guy? And do you think in your heart of hearts that she's still seeing her ex? you're done with someone, you're still posting him.
Now, you asked me a question.
Okay.
You said, I didn't tell you, you said, how would I feel if my lady
is posting pictures of her ex-boyfriend?
Now, this is what I want to say. Except the guy is dead. Obituary. You're posting the pictures. That's me. Except the guy's dead. And you post it, he died, blah, blah, blah. You know. But even on his birthday, even if he buys a house, even if he's going for governorship or presidency, I don't want to see it.
You're such a jealous lover.
I'm just campaigning for, who is he?
You are just a jealous person.
I agree. Tomato, tomato. My point is, I will not do that. Should be told. I will not do that. So the fact that I will not do that, because I wouldn't want to make her feel jealous. All right. So why would she do that? Do you get my point? Yeah. Why would she do that? Now, I know exactly what exes mean. Some exes can have a stronghold on you. It now depends on the way the breakup actually happened. Some exes can really have really strong
grip,
strong grip on you that it's hard for you to move on. In your heart of heart, you think you've moved on.
Yeah.
You've seen someone that, and all it takes is them flashing.
A phone call.
They don't even need to call.
Hear that voice again.
I'm telling you. Just saying, hey, babe, how are you? I think I'm guilty of things like that.
I've missed you.
Don't
even say I've missed you. I miss us.
Any of my exes, all I just did, just send a voice note. I know I'll cause a problem. I will just cause a problem.
For real?
Yes, I always, sometimes I do those kind of
nonsense. Why are you so confident?
I don't know, because I will just cause a problem. So, all it just takes is just a voice note or maybe a call. Hey, babe, how are you? How you doing? From there, problem don't start. So I know exactly what it means. So why would you have... Because I've been in a relationship where auntie went back to the ex. But it didn't last up to like 2 months and she now wanted to come back. And that's when I said, no.
Really?
I've closed the border. If you're done with something, it's just like your vomit. You're supposed to be washed away with water. Wash it away. Not that you vomit somewhere and you're still going there and still tickling. Oh, is there still meat there? Let me chop the meat that is inside the vomit. It doesn't make sense. So if she's doing that, no. It's a no. If I have someone, a friend who has that kind of thing, break up with
what?
Real quick.
Just like that.
Benga, just like that.
Benga, please don't break this table. Let's take
just
calls.
Like that.
Let's take calls. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Mad ladies, it's about us. So let's talk. The number is 014-657-190. What would you advise this young man here? Hello? Yes, please.
Hi, good morning, Ada and Benga.
Good morning.
Yeah, I pick one about the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's dating himself. And
thank you very much. Thank you.
He's obviously dating himself. Secondly, I think the girl just used the guy to heal within the period he had issue with the guy, the ex-boyfriend. So now they are back again, and he's still trying to maybe, hold on with the second guy. And, I just believe maybe the guy should just confront her again politely. And if that continues, just call it a quit and move on. You can't kill yourself. The world is like... It's a beautiful place. Relationships, love is meant to be a very beautiful thing. So having someone stressing you, making you repeat one thing, over and over again is not worth it. So I think what the guy should do, confront the girl again, politely, like I said, then if obviously the girl is definitely going to say, oh, it's nothing, probably I will stop. But if you continue, just move on, bro, because it's never going to stop. maybe she has spent, you know, a couple of years with the other guy, and so I think it's very difficult for, you know, because you can't be posting the guy's picture without him celebrating anything, not like you're wishing him anything, you know. Come on now, we're all human beings, we have feelings, you know, so there is no excuse for that, posting his picture without nothing, probably for not wishing him anything, just posting his picture. She's still much into the guy, so, you know, the guy should just confront her, you know, politely, and, you know, okay, then if it still continues, then you move on, you know. So that's just
All right, then. Thank you very much.
It's cool.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, morning.
Good morning, Moyo. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, welcome.
Good morning. Gwenga.
Gwenga has gone.
Okay. For me,
mm-hmm,
I don't understand.
I
don't think she's okay.
You don't think she's okay?
Yes, I'll be posting her pictures. I mean, we have comments.
She doesn't want to explain to people.
No, it doesn't make any sense. No. If you know that, you're not doing, you continue to ex, you don't have to put your pictures on your status, everything. That you still love you. You still love your ex. That's the meaning.
Hmm.
You are into relationship. I don't want that guy to be feeling the correct guy. It doesn't make any sense. Seriously.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, bye. Hello.
Hi, Ada.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Very well.
Okay, welcome.
Hello, Benga. Good morning.
Benga has gone home.
Okay, good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning.
So, this guy is clearly in a relationship with himself. Like, he's in himself from the beginning.
Oh, she's no longer with her ex.
Well, that doesn't count because she's still into him, even if they're not dating, literally, but she's still into the guy. So, my brother should just try and pack up. I forget about it because this girl, she's into somebody else. No matter what she says, she just used him as a rebound.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's just what he is. She's not into any relationship with him. She just take hat and can drink water. So this girl, she's not even into him at all. It is obvious. You don't even need to ask questions. It's really obvious that the girl is into somebody else. So, you should just take up and drink water. Or you should call him. You should call hook up so that he can get hooked up with somebody else. This one. She's a close chapter for somebody else already. She's just a rebound for her. Yeah, such a very bad situation to find himself.
So, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. She said sorry. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is Nature.
You're welcome.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let me calm down and say this. The girl, basically, in my own thoughts, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, the girl, basically, in my own thoughts, I think the girl is still with the ex. Not like she's still with the ex, but she's still trying to know whether the ex will still come back for her somehow. And then at the same time, she doesn't want to lose the other guy. You get?
Okay.
So basically, she's just like in the middle with her right hand. For instance, let me use Tolu and Mwega as an example.
Yeah.
Tolu is the guy reporting, and Mwega is the ex.
Mm-hmm.
He's now like holding Tolu and then still holding the other guy to know that if this guy comes back, okay, I will free this one. I know some girls basically really say that they can't stay without a boyfriend. You understand?
Oh,
so
wow.
she might love the present guy, but her mind is still with the other, with his her ex rather. And then to advise the guy, I'll tell the guy, Baba, if you're not a playboy, just leave the relationship because it might not get along the way you want it or the way you planned it, because this girl might one day leave you for this ex, or she might want, it's a two-way stuff. You understand? So if the guy wants a playboy, like he wants a serious relationship, I think he should just take a break. Take a break from the girl and them. Just know what the girl wants to do with this ex and know what's up. You understand? Because basically, we have nowadays, we have women that are married, but they still keep their boyfriend.
Oh.
I know of one. Yeah, she's married. Like, she's married and with kids, but she still goes to her boyfriend. In fact, she still have that her boyfriend, her former boyfriend, you understand? Because the boyfriend was not rich enough to marry her then, so she just went ahead to marry one man like that, and then, but she still kept her boyfriend, rather.
Wow.
So the advice I would give to the guy is, Baba, if you're not a playboy, if you want to be a playboy, just leave this girl. You understand? It's as simple as just leave this girl for your own peace of mind. Just leave this girl, or just take a break, and then, or better still, confront the girl and then plan on an exit door. So in case anything happened, because basically something was up one day, and the girl is that foolish to even post. To even do a status, like,
he said requesting that, her friends to come on.
She's even that foolish to do that, and also she was just
catching crews. You know how some ladies just do things like that on WhatsApp,
like to show you that. And this her ex is seeing this. You understand? Like, how does she explain this, or is she trying to get something from this ex so that maybe the ex for Mister maybe an iPhone? And she just wants to get the iPhone and then call it off totally. Like I don't. There must be something behind her actions. It might be real, it might not be real, but there must be something behind her actions. Is it that she's still with the ex, or she's hoping that the ex will still come back somehow, or she's hoping to get something from the ex? But basically, she might still like the new guy. But if I'm the guy, I'll just take a break or turn to a playboy. That's just it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Hello, Anna.
Yeah, hello?
Good morning. Hello?
Yes, good morning. Welcome.
Ada?
Mm-hmm.
Ada?
I am with you, Jeff.
I yesterday.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry about that.
Ada? I'll tell the guy, if you love someone, what can you give back in the book? Especially when the person has someone you know. And the person gives you an opportunity. I believe she posted her ex, she's still in love with her ex. But I doubt it. Because sometimes I don't believe that ladies do what comes in their mind instantly. If I was the guy, if I really love this girl, I'll put on a discussion and ask her to invite her ex. Here's her ex. You can only solve a problem knowing why this girl loves a particular person and missing the person in person. It would be fair for this guy, if he really loves this girl, to go all out and know whether the ex is really within the surroundings before in jumping into conclusion. If this is ex right now, is not in Nigeria, let's assume that he is outside Nigeria now. If you think there's any relationship, for me, I'll tell him, if the ex is much around, see, sometimes you just play mind games a bit. Because he says always, okay, can I see you? Let's hang out together with your ex.
Oh, what?
Ada, yes. It changed the perspective of the relationship. If the ex is around there, like serious, you know what to do after that hangout.
Hmm.
You know really what to do. If there are two are into each other, you see, you know the kind of ex she has. If the ex is discreet, you know there is no relationship between them. But if yes, it's less, you can really tell and just take a walk. Okay. Because sometimes, most of us, we just see that it's posting ahead. You will not talk about someone you did not see or did not know for you to make a decision. And when you meet that person, you know the kind of person the person is before you decide to take a walk. Because in our mind, you see that, okay, this guy will come back. But this guy is a very discreet guy. He will not come back. And pop and play in that place, he will make his intention known to him. Okay, I'm not coming back. He's your guy. Pick it up. It's not all about posting an ex is the issue. It's you yourself. If you really love this person, you take some little sacrifice before walking out. Many people lose many people because of just little things. And there may be a good partner today just because of jealousy.
Okay.
Without thinking right, as without taking the right step, without seeing why this person is into this person, or without waiting, little patience, they make their loss to the relationship. Because when you are in a relationship just like this, like at the beginning, you don't expect the person to just close the chapter, that the relationship is not a serious breakup.
It's right.
Just meant, okay, my family is not into this person.
Mm.
That is the story now.
All right,
you don't expect the person to just walk away like that.
Okay.
So you that you are coming into the relationship, you already know what caused the breakup of his ex. You are supposed to try your best and look where you stand. If something you can hold on to can change her, like a little, or really for her to really to change, you can take that step. And if it's not going well, you walk out.
All right. My own take. Thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello, Ada. Good morning. Can
yes.
you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can.
Okay, my name is Dio. I'm calling you from Abuleba.
Okay, welcome. Talk to us.
Yeah, now, on what you've been discussing since, and I like being that part of the story
okay.
before you left the studio. For me, there is no breakup here. She doesn't have an ex. The guy is still in a relationship with her. She's just trying to keep on with her. This new guy, she just accepted that she's playing on two sides, not like he's still with her, but you should also look for someone else who would trust and believe each other when they say they're in a relationship, not somebody who is still looking out for an ex. Because for me, I would not accept such my girlfriend being with somebody with her ex and still keep communications, because we don't know what the devil will do sometimes with our minds. So I just believe the guy should just take it in good faith. Look for someone else who you will trust and believe, and not someone who would keep tabs with the ex and say they're just trying to make people feel like they don't want to answer questions from nobody. If you love somebody, put the person in front of everyone. I'm not saying you should put your boyfriend or your girlfriend on your status always, but let the world know that this is who I am with. This is why my life is this way now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I love right. your voice. I just saw your picture online now, and I really like your face. Thank you very
Aww.
Much. Have
Thank
a wonderful
you
night.
So much, and you too. Hello.
Hello.
Please help me. Turn off your radio.
Yeah. Good evening. Good morning, rather.
Good morning.
Yeah. Pardon me. You cannot speak in for me, Kui.
Okay.
Yeah. Very interesting topic. I would say, you see, it's when it comes to all this whole relationship thing.
Yeah.
For me as a guy, I would tell you it's a game. Okay? It's a game. Yeah, sometimes it can be very, not even sometimes, at all times, it can be very emotional. It can be very emotionally demanding. If I were to be this young man, listening to what you read, at mm-hmm. some point you said he loves this girl.
Yeah.
He still loves her. If I were to be him, I will hold on and play my game well. You don't need to pull out at this point. It's too early in
play
the game.
Play his game well?
Pardon?
Is it a game?
Ah, it's a game, man, because I mean, how else will I describe it? If If she, you know, sometimes it's a game until you get to sign the dotted lines. That's when the game is over. That's how I see it. You know, I try not to want to over burden myself with what is happening or what is not happening. I think for me, if I were to be him, I would rather put in everything I can into the relationship. And if at some point he sees the whole thing is not working, 4 months is too, for me, it's too early. I give it, say, about 9 months and see how things work out. I wouldn't like him to pull out at this point because, the girl is in a relationship. Quite a lot of times I meet a girl, she tells me she's in a relationship. I don't think hearing that she's in a relationship is enough for me to hang up. You know, I will still try because it's possible she's in a relationship and she's not even happy in that relationship, so she needs me to bail her out. You know, so for me, I would rather tell the guy to just stay on and just watch how things play. I mean, he said he loves the girl.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just one of the tests he has to experience for the love he has for her. So he should just please hold on, and I'm sure he'll be happy at the end of the day. That's my take on it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Ada.
All right. Good morning, guys. To be honest, I think he's overreacting. She's posting his pictures. Okay, her posting his pictures means nothing. Means nothing. Come to think of it, if she had the wrong motive, she would have restricted him from seeing the post. I think the girl is just catching clues, nothing much. It's just pictures. What he needs to do is to calm down. Auntie Ada, please play me Omalay. Okay. Omalay's Understand for My Girlfriend Joel. For Your Girlfriend. Ah, sure you know the lyrics of the song, Abby. Okay, I'll play it for you. Do I have a choice? 0700-993-993-993.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Ada.
Yes, please.
James.
James from Isolo. Welcome.
Yes. You know, guys, relationship. The lady in question is still having that relationship with the former person, and the boy should behave mature. You stay clear, stay away from that lady.
Stay if clear.
If I'm the one, I'll stop going to that guest place. I will not answer her again. I don't even look for phone. I don't want to hear it when you are with me. You are talking of seeing another picture in your phone or my anything else. I don't want to see it. To avoid that attention, I will stay away. Thank you.
Wow. Stay away. What about having her around? You guys like talk about it? Okay, why are you doing this? This is how I feel, and I think you should stop or do it this way or that way, or you know, talk about it. The way we just say, hey, walk away from the relationship, end it, do this one. It's like, you all don't know how difficult it is finding true love out there.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yes, I am with you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
This is Gabriel on the line calling from Trashback.
Yeah, welcome. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what I think is this girl is up to something, because I don't understand why would you be posting your ex-boyfriend's picture while you're in a relationship. If you know you're not totally healed from a past relationship, so I think it's best to just stay on your own and try to heal first, because the first thing you should do if you move out from a toxic relationship is just to heal first and before moving on, because definitely you're going to carry that the toxicity from the past relationship into the new one. And it's going to hurt the next person, even if that's not your intention.
Okay.
This in line is just more like how should I put it, she's just hurting the guy she's in a relationship with now, and she might not intend to, but posting the pictures of her ex is something that I wouldn't even take lightly, because let me put this way. I was in the kind of relationship like this just recently. She was always talking to the guy. I was like, why are you talking to this guy? And she's like, well, nothing much. You know, we were running a business before. Well, I'm like, you guys are done with the business. You've split your shares. So what's that? And the next thing she said was, okay, that nothing much, that she's in school right now, but the guy is saying that she would run some business. Like, okay, she should work for him. And I'm like, I don't understand, where is this coming from? She's like, yeah, she has been going to the shop just to know how the business is doing. I'm like, what's yours with the business? I don't understand. You guys are done. Mm. You split your shares, which equally means that transactions is ended. And she came back and was like, giving me all sorts of attitudes. I just thought, of, you know, okay, this is why I pull the pin, and if everything is just going to go down the drain, let you go down the drain. I'm done.
For real?
And that was it.
And she didn't come back to like beg to explain, and you did not go back as well to talk things over?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Were you actually in love with her?
I was, but the thing is, I can't be in love with you and you getting to hurt me at my own detriment. No.
Hmm.
I've been in a relationship in the past that I got so hot that I was so thinking about this girl that even at the blare of a horn, a car's horn, my heart skips.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I got so lean that period that people thought I had HIV.
Oh,
in fact, that was how serious it was. People thought I was sick, like I was having a serious illness or something. But immediately I got over, I started regaining my body back and everything. And later she came back, was like, the guy manipulated. And I'm like, that is because you gave the guy the reason to manipulate you.
Okay.
So you shouldn't bring up that game to me at all. So since then, I've learned to cut the plug whenever I'm seeing red flags. Whenever there's a red flag, I try to talk to you, and it feels like, okay, you still want to go on. I cut the plug just to be on the safe side. And that is what I feel the guy should do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello? Okay, give us a call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, hit the studio line 014-657-190. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right. What's your name?
Hello?
What's your name?
Call me Vintage.
I should call you Vintage, okay.
Yes.
All right, then.
I'm one of those who had read that stories on the radio, but I don't know why I'm doubting this particular story, because I don't believe in a guy will be so messed up by a lady and
you
want to hang around her.
Okay. You haven't.
Because
haven't.
The lady has. The lady has shown, shown so much disrespect
loved.
To the guy. You said?
You haven't loved. People do crazy things when they're in love.
I didn't get that, Ada. What did
when
you
you're
think?
In love, you're vulnerable.
Ada, please, keep love. Keep vulnerability when it comes to love. On this matter,
I am serious.
The flags are so red.
People get vulnerable. Matter. People tend to overlook a whole lot just to make that relationship work, because they want to be with that person.
I know. The truth is, the flags are the red flags are just so blurry. I mean, so glaring that the girl is not into him at all. For crying out loud, there's no relationship here. Who does that? she keeps flaunting an ex's picture on her phone. She has never posted yours.
She gave her reasons. She doesn't want to explain to people that they're no longer together.
Those are even enough to let the guy know that the lady is not into, there's not into him. There's even no point asking the girl or asking her for any explanation. The situation explains itself. There's no point sticking with the lady. She has shown so much in disrespect towards this guy, and there's no point hanging around her. It's not even negotiable. I won't even take it for a minute. Not even an hour. I won't take it for a minute. So if I'm going to advise him, there's no brainer here. Just let her go. Move on. I won't even contest it. What the lady is doing is that she's still into the girl, into her ex. She's using the guy to buy time and hoping maybe his ex will come around. And when he does, she will move on with the ex and leave the other guy alone.
Oh, wow.
That is it. So before she does that, why not the guy move away? Take the bull by the horn. Let go of love. Move on. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling. Let go of love. Move on. For somebody you love. Okay. Lucky last caller. Hello.
Hello, Ada. Good morning. This is Kosi again.
Okay, welcome back.
I just said something now. You said she gave a reason why she's posting the picture because she doesn't want her friends or people to start asking, yeah?
Yeah, what about your ex? You no longer post his picture.
Come on. Man, you're dating this guy. You're not dating those people. You know, that's the problem. Now, you're trying to, you know, please some other people out there while you're hurting someone that you say you genuinely love and you call a partner. You know, that's disrespectful. You know, that's some emotional damage. You know, because he's causing the guy, she's already causing the guy a lot. Mm. So how could you be thinking like all the reason why you're hurting this guy is because you don't just want people to start saying, you know, what about this person? What about, come on, man, I'm done with this person. And this is the person that is, you know, all this smile you're seeing now is the person that is putting this smile on my face. Do you understand? So you don't even, that's not an excuse. Like, that's, man, it doesn't just sound right for real. Like I said earlier, my bro is just in a relationship with himself, you know, but to just, you know, cut it short, give it a shot again, you know, sit her down, explain how you feel about this, you know, how this gets to you.
Okay.
You get,
yeah.
You know, then give her time. If she continues, then you move. You know, it's I know it's not that easy. You know, I heard somebody say 4 months is not enough time. Come on, 4 months is over how many days? Like, you know, that's about 100 and something days you're talking about. That's enough time, bro. You know, so it just, you know, give it a shot. If it's not working, then you move. You know, relationship is not, yeah, sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's sad. But come on, this one, no. It doesn't just sound right, seriously. Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. I don't know if Ada will read this message now. Ada, I know why. Okay, I don't know why you did use all this, your analysis, the advocate for this game, girl. We did treat her or your boyfriend as option rather than her choice. Babe, they use her ex piece, delete her every part of social media. And you, Ada, feels her audio boyfriend shouldn't be bothered. Like, seriously, nothing allowed. Okay, I'll also look for another babe's pic to post on my social media space. Then we see who gets hurt or caught feelings. Nobody only gave her a reason. I don't know, that may vex for you. Laughing aloud, every clack once again. Are you serious? And so there are people that are saying, let him leave her. Like, if it's easy. Now, wow. Love is blind. It is not easy to let someone go like that. And Tada, I know the lyrics of Understand. And you're laughing. Okay. No problems. I did say that was going to be the last call, but all phone lines are buzzing. I think I should just be using one more last.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, though.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay. Are you?
I am good.
Ada, I think I listened to the conversation.
What's your name? Sounds like a very familiar voice.
Hello?
Yeah, your name, please.
Godfrey now.
Okay, yes, welcome.
You see, I don't need to emphasize on this.
Yeah?
You know, sometimes I wonder why people will allow somebody like you will integrate you for somebody to integrate you. Yeah?
Okay.
They said, he speak louder than voice. Have you? There are some issues you don't have to ask. You can take a decision on your own without being told. Are you getting me?
Yeah, sure.
We matured enough to see a certain situation. We see the handwriting on the wall. So you don't need for somebody to tell you you should move on or you should... Are you getting...
Yeah.
You are with a lady and the lady is posting someone else, your ex picture. Yeah? Don't you get it? Don't you see she does not love you? You hear me?
I do with you.
Hello?
I'm with you.
The lady, she does not love you. Love is not by force. You cannot force love to work. If somebody loves you, you see, everything will work smoothly. You don't need to force relationship. This is why sometimes you don't overshow your love to, you don't let them know. The lady see that you love her, and she just uses you to pass away time. That guy have just said everything. You need to be, you know who you are by yourself. You just play with your emotion. Or maybe it's collecting things from you. Are you getting me? There's no love there, and you stay there wasting your whole time, asking for way forward. Well, what will you do? You don't work in that way now. You are too special for somebody to be targeted you.
Okay.
So you should move on. That relationship is not a relationship. Mm-hmm. You look as if you don't know what you are doing. You cannot force the cow to the stream, and you force him to drink water. You should know what you want. Look for your size. Look for somebody that loves you, that will embrace everything you do. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
So she have told you. How do you want her to tell you that she don't love you? That she just play around you, wasting your time. You are just wasting your time. So
okay.
That is my own take.
All right.
You know what you want and move forward. Look for someone that will love him. Are you getting me?
Mm.
Hello?
I am with you.
Yeah, so how far now?
How far, based on?
I'm here now. I never see heard from her.
I don't know. It's up to her. Maybe she doesn't want to call. I don't
know.
Oh, hello? Wow. I don't know what's wrong with your network, but I have to take you off so you hear me. I have mentioned it to Moyo. Moyo calls in every night. So I think it's up to her. I think it's a decision not to call you. But Moyo, if you can hear me, please call in tonight and then say it on the radio. If you're going to call him, chat him up something, or if you don't want to, so that he gets to rest and I rest as well. Okay. Not easy to get over true love. Funny thing is, the ex might not truly love her in return. I am still hurting over my ex-girlfriend of 4 years, despite having about 3 relationships since then. Never underestimates the power of love. My advice for the guy, in any case, based on my first-hand experience, is to move on. Fakfil of Lagos from K2. I relate, my dear. I totally do. Anyway, thank you very much. I can't take more calls or WhatsApp messages. Thanks for being part of the show. This is where we get to end it here and get into the hookup edition of the show. It's 10 minutes gone past 1. What I have to say, my dear, is she doesn't respect you. I don't know about love. People love differently. But I think that respect is not there. And when you respect your partner, there are some things that you're not going to do. And posting your ex's pictures, I think it's one of them. I mean, if you are in love with someone and you respect that person, you are going to consider that person's feelings, because whatever you do, you're going to think, okay, this thing I'm doing or this thing I'm about to do, if he should do this, how am I going to feel? How am I going to react? Now, that's coming from a place of love and respect. But if she's not doing that, and then she's giving you clumsy excuse of what will people think. So are you going to post him for the rest of your life? If you do care so much about people, are the people not going to know someday? And when is that day? When somebody loves you, I don't know about guys, but I'm a woman, so let me talk from a place of, you know, my lady. When we love, we just want the whole world to know that we love. There is someone in our life that is very special. Even if that lady is private, even if she doesn't post on social media, her circle, her friends, trust me, she's not going to keep that information away from them. But for the fact that her friends are even mentioning her ex and she's screenshotting it and posting on a WhatsApp, it's a lot. If a girl is with you and her friends don't know you, it's a big deal. Trust me. Now, there are things I don't post online, but trust me, my friends, they have the information. Yeah, ladies are like that. So at this point, I think the best thing for you to do is to choose you. It's pretty obvious that she didn't choose you. You haven't been chosen. So choose you. Place you first. By that, I don't like saying this, but I just have to. That's not your relationship. Well, if she was truly over her ex, you see that thing she's doing? She would post you so as to get to him. Like, oh, I'm not with someone else. Mm-hmm. So I don't buy that reason of hers. Sorry. You just have to do what's right. Walk away from that relationship. If she's yours, she's going to get back to her senses, come apologize and change. But if she doesn't, if you put this to her, like, you know what, you've been doing this and I can't deal, I'm calling it quits, and she's adamant, she's, you know, not remorseful about her actions, and she feels you should understand, and she cares more about people, what people have to say, than how you feel, it's not where you ought to be. I am sorry, you just have to leave. It's difficult, I know, but find solace in the fact that you've not invested so much in the relationship. By that I mean your time, your feelings, your resources, I mean everything. It's definitely gonna hurt. Definitely going to hurt, but it's better you feel it now than investing 1 or 2 years of your time and she tells you, oh, my ex is back, we're reconciled, or actually my ex and I were not totally done, we were just there and not there, we just sorted things out. You wouldn't want that. So it's best you take a walk, observe from afar, and get to see things better. Sometimes you only see things clearer from afar. When you are far, then you see things pretty well. So for now, step backward. Take it from a lady. Thank you very much. 15 minutes gone past one. And this is still the Charge Station, but no longer the Soul Therapy segment, because now we need to get into the hookup edition of the show, and it's pretty simple. Tell me about you. Tell me your name, where you're from, where you stay, your age, your blood group, your genotype, your religion, your personality, and then use the same format to describe your anticipated partner or friend, or whatever you want, a fling, sugar daddy, sugar mommy, one night stand, serious relationship, marriage, just a friend, anything at all. Use the same format to describe what you want, who you want, and then drop your contact detail, drop your phone number. That simple. And if you want me to, you know, say hello to someone for you. All you have to do is tell us about the person and what you are saying to that person. Maybe your mom, your dad, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, crush, enemy, classmate, work colleague, anyone at all. Say those nice things to that special one and also request for a song to be played for that one. If I have it on my playlist, why not? I definitely push play to that song for you. Welcome back to the show. This is the Chart Station, and right about now it is a cook-up edition of the show. Ada Blessing is my name, and I'll be with you from now until 2 o'clock, which is just 32 minutes away. Okay, you need a partner. You don't want to be alone anymore. You need someone to be talking to. You need to plan a future with someone. I get all of that. Anyway, feel free to jump on this. All you have to do is hit the studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Tell us about you, your name, your location, where you're from, age, blood group, genotype, religion, and you drop your phone number. Remember, use the same format to tell us about the kind of person you want to meet on the show. That simple. And if you want to request for a song, tell us what song and who we're playing the song for. And of course, sweet things about that special one. That simple. Let's talk. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn off your radio. Yes, hello?
Hello. Good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning.
Yes. I would like to be hooked up to someone special. My name is Ikenna.
Okay.
I'm calling from Ikoyi at the moment.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Anambra State.
Okay.
From Anambra State. I'm tall, almost 6 feet, and I'm dark in complexion. My genotype is AA. My blood group is O negative. And what else again? I'm a Christian.
Okay.
A Catholic. Yes. I'm a lawyer by profession. I'm also a businessman. I have a business I run. Relationship for me has been very dicey.
Wow.
Dicey because of my peculiar circumstance. I don't think that there's any need for me to disclose that on radio. So, I would like to meet a lady who is independent-minded. My age, I'm 38. I'll be 38 in October this year.
Okay.
So, I would like to meet a lady who is independent-minded, a lady who knows what she wants, a lady who together we can at least build a very beautiful future together and take it from there. My phone number is 080-234-65146. That's my phone number.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Ada.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Yeah.
My name is Bright. I'm calling from Ogudu.
Okay.
Lagos.
Okay.
I want to meet a lady. My blood group is AA. My blood group is AA. My genotype is AA. My blood group is O positive. I would like to meet I'm a businessman, self-employed.
Okay.
So I would like to meet, I'm 42 years of age. I would like to meet a lady between the age of 35 to 45. My telephone number is, can I drop my number?
Okay then.
My number is 080-371-726-95.
Please call it again.
080-371-726-95.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hello? Oh,
hello?
Dear. Yes, hello.
Hello, good morning, Jory.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ada. Sorry.
Nice,
I'm fine. This is Abel calling back.
Welcome back, Abel.
Okay, yeah, so I'm actually looking for a friend.
And, a friend?
Yeah, a friend.
Okay.
I'm from Delta States. Based in Fast Turk. I'm a fellow, and I'm also a businessman. What else? My genotype is AA. My blood group is O positive. What else? I'm looking forward to meeting a friend who's jovial, you know, adventurous, and how should I put this? Someone that's let me just put it this way: someone that flows with everyone, because okay. I'm a person that I flow with everyone. I try to blend into every environment I get into. Mm. So, what else? My interests are swimming, cooking.
Oh yeah.
And what else? Okay. I love driving, especially at night. I love night driving. Then my contact is 081-755-20079.
Okay, please call it once again.
081-755-20079.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hello? For calling. I'm with you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I hope you did get the number.
Yeah, I did. I got it.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. More calls, but right about now, let's see some WhatsApp messages. Okay. Starting with this. Good morning, Ada. I am lucky, living in Lagos, work in a restaurant. I'm 38 years old. I need a good girl for friendship. My phone number is 0901-452-1574. 0901-452-1574. My genotype is AA, blood group O positive. Good morning, Ada. How are you doing? Oh, I guess he's trying to say Adawiyai. Okay. How are you doing? Well, I am Rich Campbellin, and please, I'd love to be hooked up for a mature relationship that will end up in marriage. I'm from Akwa Ibom State, but grew up in Cameroon, presently based in Lagos. I am 43 years old, fair in complexion, 5.9 feet tall. Genotype is AA, blood group is O positive. I'm a graduate, an elect engineer. Okay. I am a devoted Christian. I am humble, respectful, loving, caring, romantic. Okay. Ada, please, I'd love to be hooked up with a mature lady for a relationship that will lead to marriage. Please, she should be a graduate. She should be working or doing business. She should be around the ages of 36 to 39, fair in complexion, genotype AA, blood group O positive. She should be a Christian, devoted one, someone that's respectful, loving, romantic, mature in character. Height should be 5.7 to 5.9 feet tall. She should be normal in body size and should come from either Yoruba, Delta, Cross-Yoruba, or a foreigner. She should reside between mile 2 down to Agbara, Egbeda, Igbo, Eleri. Igbo, Eleri. Okay. Phone number 0909-212-1792. I'll take that again, 0909-212-1792. Name, Stanley, blood group, genotype O positive, AA, education, Imo State University, age 38, height 1.83 meters, complexion not that fair, occupation working with a manufacturing company. Occupation working with a logistic firm, state of origin Delta State, location Lagos, Ibejuleki. Interest, looking for a beautiful God fearing lady. Contact is 0803-816-3925. 0803-816-3925. 3925 WhatsApp number. Noted. Good morning, Ada. I'm Chidiberry from Ebonyi State. I'm 39 years old. Dark in complexion, 5'9" tall. My genotype is AA. Blood group is O positive. I work in a logistic company as a supervisor, and I'm based in Ogbara, Agbara, Ogun State. I'm very gentle, caring, romantic, fun to be with. I'm a Christian. I'm very focused and a goal achiever. I'm a good listener. Above all, reserved and neat. I need a working class young lady from a Christian home, a lady with good heart that knows what she wants from a man. She should be a Christian, caring, humble, romantic, honest, and very good in the kitchen. A very neat lady between ages of 23 to 35 for a meaningful relationship or marriage. Text, call, or WhatsApp me on 0806-546-9305. 0806-546-9305. Please don't flash me. Thanks. Hi, Ada. Blessing. Good morning. I am Chris by name. Reside in a satellite town. I am 41 years old from Delta State. I am tall, moderate, and light-skinned. I work as a chef at a pub. I need a relationship that will definitely lead to marriage, hopefully before the year runs out. From any tribe, and she should be honest. Her age should be from 25 to 35. This is my number. 0806-012-0984. 0806-012-0984. Okay. Good morning, Ada. Please, I need a dark-skinned, slim girl for a relationship. Precisely an evil girl between the ages of 31 to 33. My blood group is A positive. Genotype is AA. My number is 0706-931-5200. 0706-931-5200. John from Shogunle, Lagos. All right. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Anybody home? Okay, sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ada.
Yeah. What's your name?
Oh, okay. My name is Blessing.
Okay.
So I'm actually calling from Nigeria.
All right.
So I want to hook up.
Go ahead, my dear.
Okay. My name is Blessing. I'm from Enugu State. I reside here in Nigeria.
Okay.
So I want to hook up with this nice man from the age of 32 to 42. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay, 32 to 42. Well, myself, my age is I'm 27 years old.
Okay.
Okay. So I run a little business for now. I do pastries.
Okay.
Okay. So My blood group is O positive. Then my genotype is AS. I'm AS.
Okay.
Okay, so I need a serious-minded for serious relationship that will lead to marriage. Please, I'm not hooking up for sugar mommy or friends with benefit or something. I'm just hooking up for a serious relationship, basically.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, please, I don't want a man from Yoruba or from Hausa. I need South and from Southeast.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, then. Go
okay.
ahead.
So, for what is, I'm a Christian and I need a man who has something doing and I'm serious minded. I don't need someone who is a player or who doesn't know what he wants. Okay,
right,
so actually this is my first time of
your first time. All right, you're welcome.
Yeah,
so go ahead,
you.
Drop your contact detail.
He can contact me on 080. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, my dear.
080-6808-7101.
Again?
Yeah.
Call it out again.
Okay, 080 68 08 7104.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel on the line.
Okay,
I'm calling from Utah.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm 33 years of age.
Okay.
I'm from the eastern side of Nigeria. I'm based here in Lagos. I'm working class.
All right.
My gym type is AA. I'm fun to be with. I'm hopelessly romantic.
Oh, wow.
I'm handsome.
Okay.
I am looking forward to meet a beautiful single woman from any tribe.
Okay.
That is single and ready for a very serious relationship. Between the ages of 23 to 30 years of age.
Okay.
She should be a lady that is thirsty for true love. A lady that knows what love is all about. A lady that is ready to give love a chance. Yes, a lady that is willing to open her heart for something serious.
Okay.
She can come from any tribe. She can give me a call right now or send me a WhatsApp message on 080-83-06-12-44.
Okay, call it out again.
080.
Yeah.
83. 06-12-44.
Okay.
She can call me on that number or send me a WhatsApp message.
All right.
That's 080-83-06-12-44. No flashing. All for right. Ladies only.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Moyo.
Yeah, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Moyo, welcome. You heard him, Abby?
Yes, I heard him.
So, what up? You don't want to call him? Say it on the radio. Or you're going
to
call him later?
I'm not
okay. All right, then. We'll respect your decision. Moya, please speak up.
When it happens, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, please give me. I'm ready. I'm interested. When it happens, I'm not interested.
Okay.
Can we friends already? When it happens, I'm not interested.
Okay. Alright then.
I'm
so welcome.
My friend.
Go ahead.
Because next week is my birthday. So,
next week?
Yes, that's explaining.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, I'm starting to think this now. So, I'm going to shout out to my friends. I love one. My girlfriend.
Okay.
My boyfriend. My childhood friend. I don't sing his song. He's one of my friends. I don't understand that guy. This guy is a play. He's a very play guy. He's a good boy. I want to sing his song by Fireboy. Playboy.
Yeah. Do I have that song? I doubt.
We don't have any Fireboy song.
Okay.
So there is a song Fireboy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, dear. Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We have 13 more minutes before we call it a day. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
I am with you.
Hello?
Oh, dear. Kindly call back if you can. 99.3. Good morning, Ada. My name is Ian Acho. Living in Shimolu, Lagos, genotype AA, blood group positive, dark in complexion, average in height. I'm a graduate, self-employed, 34 years old. I am from Imo State. I am gentle, caring, and God-fearing. Looking for a lady for a serious relationship from 25 to 30, someone that is God-fearing. She must be Igbo. She should be humble, homely, understanding, a graduate, someone that is working or doing business. If you are that lady, feel free to WhatsApp me on 0806-250-5030. 0806-250-5030. Thank you. You're welcome. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I am with you.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
God bless you, my love. How are you?
Hi, blessing. I am good.
What's up?
Everything is fine. How are you?
I'm good. How is Brenda?
He's good. He has gone home.
Okay, thank you. I just let me hear my sister's voice before I go to bed.
Aaron, to my darling. Thank you so much. Thank you, my dear. Okay, hello?
Hello, good morning, madam.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Emmanuel. Please, I would like you to repeat that number for me. Blessing from my jar, a number. I would like to have a number.
I don't have it. She called it.
Hello?
She called a number. I don't have it.
How? Wow.
Yeah. All right, thank you. So, blessing, if you can call back, please do. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, good morning, Ada.
Good morning, Grace. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. My shout out goes to Joanna. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a new girl, like, I just met her, and she's really pretty.
Okay.
She's just a friend.
I did not say anything. I said nothing.
Well, can you play Ed Sheeran Two-Step for her?
Okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you so much for calling. 99.3 Nigerian Info. Interestingly and sadly, I think this is for us. We can go on the show tonight. Yeah, and some of you will be wondering, Ada, why? But I have to play the songs that you've requested for. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for being part of the show. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the request. And thanks for always being on the other side of the radio. Trust me, I so don't take it for granted. All right. Ada Blessing is my name. Catch me on Instagram at Ada Blessing, AdaBlezy. And we are Nigerian for FM Lagos. Feel free to slide into my DM. Tell me whatever it is that you want us to put live on the radio. I'll be there to listen to you, talk to you, and put it on. Thank you once again. And do well to take care of yourself. Stay out of trouble. All right. Peru, a song by Fireboy, coming up next. Enjoy this. Moyo. Hope you enjoy this. I'm playing it for your friends. And happy birthday in advance. So after this, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Sunny Side, followed by Hard Facts and That Up When You Crossfire. And we have interesting shows lined up for you.